This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
And we head out on the ice, so to speak, this morning as Dr. Joe Chow is joining us to talk a little bit about some of what he's seeing in Western New York Media Cares on injuries because of the slippery ice. Dr. Chow, thanks for being with us this morning. You know, I'm thinking the last 24 hours, every single time I've stepped foot out of my car, it's been onto some sort of ice and a slick spot. And it got us thinking about what you see every day. And have you noticed an uptick of people coming in because of sprains, breaks, things like that relating to falls?
Yeah, Brian, absolutely. This has been quite the winter being thrown at us this year, and we have seen injuries. Certainly a lot of respiratory illness as well as flu, but winter also brings these slip and falls, as you mentioned. And keep in mind with the ice doesn't discriminate. It's elderly, it's young people falling in the ice, whether they know there's ice there or not. We're definitely seeing more injuries. Injuries tend to be more with the extremities, the hands, the wrists, the ankles. People try to brace themselves when they do fall, and so usually it's on an outstretched hand. We also see people falling down and injuring their shoulders as well as their hips. So really a mixed bag of injuries out there, but certainly a bit of an uptick this winter.
Yeah, and are they a lot of times actual fractures? Are they breaking it or just spraining it? And is a sprain sometimes maybe worse than an actual break when it comes to healing?
Yeah, pretty much the entire spectrum. And, you know, a lot of the falls that we see wind up being just sprains or bruises. But certainly a lot of these falls, when we x-ray and find that there may be fractures there. So really a mixed bag, and we're seeing the entire spectrum of those type of injuries.
When it comes to injuring yourself, you know, everyone's going to have their own little fall or something. It doesn't even have to be on ice, to be honest. But if you fall on the ice, you're left with some pain, whether it's in your wrist or, you know, on an ankle or something. How do you know when it's time to go to, you know, a place like Western New York Media Care or go to see a doctor with whatever's hurting you?
Yeah, that's a great question. And several factors there. A great guide that we have in medicine is if it looks funny, then you definitely want to get it checked out. So what I mean by that is if you look at your, let's say your wrist, and it's clearly it's deformed, it doesn't look right, that should prompt you to seek treatment. If you can't bear weight, and so if you slipped and let's say you injured your leg or your ankle and you have a difficult time bearing weight, that's another reason. Certainly, if you have severe bruising, bleeding, any kind of open cuts, get that checked out. If you can't move your joints, if you fall on, let's say, your hand, you can't move your wrist or you can't move your fingers, those are certainly several things to make sure you get it checked out. That being said, a lot of times these injuries can be pretty subtle. You know, we've seen injuries where you look and you say, oh, that I'm thinking that's not going to be any kind of injury. That's not going to be a fracture. And it winds up being a fracture. And conversely, you can have those, large amounts of swelling that it could be that you think it might be fractured and winds up not being fractured. And, to Susan's points, some of the sprains and some of the ligament or tendon tears can be pretty severe also, along with fractures. So when in doubt, if you have any kind of questions, it's always best to get that checked out.
Yeah, I was thinking, too, you could really injure yourself without falling just by bracing for a fall and then you catch yourself, right? And then you're really feeling it.
Yeah, that's right. Again, a lot of times when you fall, the first reaction is to certainly try to brace it. And that's where typically your extremities, your hands and wrist, a lot of wrist injuries, fractures, sprains or strains or bruising, just because you do try to brace yourself with the outstretched hand.
In a similar vein, when's it too late to go and see a doctor? And I might be speaking from experience. I sprained my ankle really bad like a few years back. I remember playing hockey, and it was to the point where I was like, I might have to go in. I never ended up doing it, but now I got this big, like, it's almost like a cyst right below my ankle. It's been with me for years ever since, and it hurts all the time, and probably easier to sprain right now. Like, does it get to a point of no return where it's like almost too late and nothing can be done for you?
It's really never too late. Even in your case, if you have something there that's not normal for you, it's still always worthwhile to get it checked out to say, okay, do I have any kind of residual, deficits there? And maybe it's something that, therapy can help if it's been an old break, a lot of times you can still rehab it. Or if you have something new, like a cyst there, get that checked out, take a look just to make sure it's, something that's not going to be bothersome for a long time. So never too late to get that checked out.
Are you going to charge him for that on-air consultation, Dr. Chow?
No. Brian, just come on in and just ask me, Brian.
You're on to me.
One other thing, you mentioned at the top, you're also seeing a lot of flu and respiratory cases. What is that like right now?
Yeah, this has been a pretty heavy flu season. If you take a look at the, CDC has a map that shows what the levels of the flu are. And if you take a look at the map all throughout the country, it's red, it's dark red. Flu is still pretty high right now, and I think several weeks ago to a month ago, we thought this may be kind of a typical flu season, and it is, but it just tends to be a bit of a higher flu season right now. So hopefully we'll see those numbers plateau fairly soon. We're already heading into mid-February right now. It should naturally be starting to go down, but still definitely a lot of illness out there, whether it's flu, COVID, RSV, but mostly right now it's still flu A.
Is there a new way of looking at flu season? Are there new times where we should be thinking? Is it longer? Is it maybe pushed back or pushed forward at all as opposed to what we normally think of as flu season?
Yeah, I think after COVID, a lot of the timing, all bets were off. We were seeing no flu, and then we're seeing late flu. Then we started to mix the RSV in earlier. It seems like over the past year or two, it started to settle into a little bit more of a typical timing, late, fall, early winter, kind of that November, December, right around the holidays, peaking in January and February, and hopefully, going down by this month or next month. So that's a little bit more of the typical time frame that we see. So it does feel like, even though it's heavier right now and it's not nice, it's something that from a timing standpoint, seems like it's following a little bit more of what we would consider quote unquote normal.
Is the flu shot effective this year, are you finding?
It is. Flu shots, even if they are not 100%, and usually a typical season, you're never going to get a flu shot that's 100%. I mean, really, if you're, batting 50, 60%, that's reasonably good. But even if you do get the flu shot and it's not a quote perfect match, you still get the collateral benefits of it to reduce the severity of symptoms. So still getting the flu shot is still the best way of help preventing against the flu.
Good stuff, and thanks so much for the time. Always appreciate it. Dr. Joseph Chow, who's the medical director at Western New York Immediate Care, joining us live.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.